This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod. I am Brittany Luce.
And I'm Eric Eddings. And today, we're getting into a conspiracy. So, Brittany, what are some of your, like, go-to things to watch on YouTube?
I watch a lot of the Black women lifestyle YouTube videos. Or, like, women who just go to, like, H&M and buy socks. And they show every single pair of socks they buy. I watch a lot of stuff like that.
I've watched a surprising amount of those videos. But I'm curious, do you watch, like, YouTube conspiracy theory videos?
No.
There are tons of them, and I find them fascinating. There's a thin line of what separates conspiracy from truth.
Now you sound like somebody who makes them.
And there's one person in general who I feel like, if YouTube conspiracy theory videos and maybe even like Black YouTube conspiracy theory videos were...
I didn't even know why people made them. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised. If it was a sport, let's say if it was basketball, he would be like LeBron James.
He's the guy.
Yes. This is the guy.
Okay.
His name is Sean Blasington. The way he weaves these stories together, it's like this like beautiful mix of like what feels a little like crazy, slightly offensive in some spots.
Okay.
Just wild leaps. You know, one of the key portions of a YouTube conspiracy theory video is like the PowerPoint slideshow. Bomb-ass PowerPoint slideshow.
Every time?
He picks the best things from Google Images and like lines them up together. He's not going to just stop at the theory. He thinks about how he tells it to you. He thinks about his delivery. You might get some sound effects in there. So we're going to watch one of Sean Blasington's videos today. The title of this short film is Beyoncé Forced Solange to Give Birth to Blue Ivy, Illuminati Exposed.
See, before you even told me the title, I already knew that the Illuminati was going to be involved.
That is also a key feature of most Black YouTube conspiracy theory videos is the Illuminati.
I mean, honestly, I'd love to see how this works. Because then I would love to force one of my sisters to give birth to my child so I could maintain my body.
All right, so let's kick this off.
Okay.
Greetings, my brothers. Today we're going to
Can I just say that I want to walk into every room, every meeting, and be like, greetings, my brothers.
Today, we're going to talk about Beyoncé making Solange be the surrogate mother for Blue Ivy.
Oh, my God.
You have to try to understand that Jay-Z and Beyoncé is simply a power couple. There is no romance involved. They are not intimate
with
each other.
Wait, hold on for a second. Okay, so the picture that they have of when he says, like, oh, Jay-Z and Beyoncé are a power couple.
Yeah.
It starts with this picture of Jay-Z and Beyoncé, and she looks
crazy.
I would never say this about my queen otherwise, but it's the truth. Just the moment. She looks slightly cross-eyed.
Yeah, she does.
Her head is kind of cocked to the side, and he looks like somebody who currently needs to get out.
Jay-Z is in the sunken place.
He looks like he's in the sunken place. I'm already getting a sense of how talented Sean Blasington is at selecting the right visuals.
Right? Yes. It is a talent.
They are not intimate with each other. They don't kiss. They don't make love. It's strictly business. Jay-Z was the undisputed king of hip-hop. The only way Beyoncé could be the queen of hip-hop is if she formed a union with Jay-Z in order to solidify her spot.
Hold on. Beyoncé is not the queen of hip-hop. First of all, number one, there is no queen of hip-hop right now.
Oh, client, you wouldn't even say Nicki?
I think that Nicki is on top right now. But fair. I wouldn't necessarily call her the queen of hip-hop. The queen of hip-hop soul, obviously, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, forever.
Right. And I think that Beyoncé is the queen of all pop music. Mm-hmm. I think that she is our single, like, greatest living entertainer at the moment. But I wouldn't call her the queen of hip-hop. So I'm already kind of like, I don't know about Sean Blazing.
Well, give it time. We're literally at 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay.
You never ever in your entire life saw a picture of Jay-Z tongue-kissing Beyoncé, gripping her butt, filling up on her breast, or doing anything intimate.
Wait, hold on.
Have you seen a picture of Beyoncé tongue-kissing Jay-Z?
Oh, why do I need to see that? Why do I need to see them tongue-kissing? Why do I need to say Jay-Z holding, like touching her butt? Just keep playing this.
You never seen them have a realistic married couple moment. If you can find a picture of Jay-Z tongue-kissing Beyoncé or gripping her butt, send it to me and I will mail you back $500. I know you won't be able to produce any evidence of Beyoncé and Jay-Z being seriously intimate with each other. Not even in music videos, not on the red carpet, not anywhere. So let me get back to my point. In order for Jay-Z and Beyoncé to continue deceiving the world, they had to stage a pregnancy. Jay-Z met Beyoncé in 1999.
So the picture is up of Beyoncé right now.
She has a bindi in the middle of her forehead, she has frosted lipstick, and she has chopsticks in her bun. So it's definitely 1999 in this photo. Sean Blazington does have the facts right.
And they didn't have a baby until 2012. People are still oblivious that Beyoncé faked her pregnancy, even though she revealed herself on national TV wearing a fake prosthetic stomach.
So a key plot point right here. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at right now is like four sequential freeze frames from Beyoncé like sitting down in this interview that she did. And she's wearing this maroon, plum dress, if you will. And she's visibly pregnant. Like you can see her belly very clearly in the first frame. And as she sits down, her like stomach starts to like move.
Yeah, like deflates. I can't really explain this. The first two frames, she looks pregnant. And then the last two, she looks like all of a sudden she's wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Not what you would think someone's pregnant belly would do. That's a tough one, though. Sean Blazington has a point.
I have a secret audio tape that I'm going to share with you later on in this presentation.
Breaking news. Secret audio tape coming.
Oh, my God.
But before I get to that, I want to break down some serious dynamics for you guys. Beyoncé's body is a major part of her career. And she did not want to ruin her career. And that's why she didn't want to ruin her body by having a baby. Although Solange make better music than Beyoncé, her career...
Whoa! Whoa! Bold claim.
You know why I like that? Because he decided to edit his own, like, his own fresh commentary about... He just said it so matter-of-factly. Although Solange makes better music than Beyoncé.
He just slipped it in there. Like this, he wanted you to know, like, this is not the key point of this moment, but it's true.
Yeah. Wow. Bold critique.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, seat at the table, though.
I was going to say, a seat at the table really spoke to him.
Although Solange make better music than Beyoncé, her career is nowhere near her sister's. She was against having the baby, but the Illuminati forced her to have the baby.
No!
This is mean.
This
I'm not
is
gonna lie.
Mean. Now he, okay. So it goes from this picture of Beyoncé posing in like a crop top sweater and some lingerie and like a body chain, just looking bodacious as ever.
She was looking great.
To the photo of Solange broken out all in hives at her wedding. So for those of you who don't know, Solange had an allergic reaction, I think, to some shellfish at her own wedding. And so there's a photo of her that was circulated around the time of her wedding that showed her having breaking out in some hives on her face.
Yeah, and it looks
that
real
is
tragic.
Not fair.
I mean,
who among us hasn't had an encounter with a histamine and broken out? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who
encounter
among us
with a histamine?
Do you have seasonal allergies?
I do.
Okay, then you know what Solange has been through.
You don't have to believe me, but no one has ever been able to explain exactly what happened in that elevator when Solange attacked Jay-Z. Everybody was able to see the surveillance tape in the elevator, but no one has been able to hear the audio tapes. But that's where I come in, because I have the secret tape right here.
Are you ready for this? We are about to hear never before played audio inside the elevator.
Oh my God.
Before Solange, like, just like let Jay-Z have it.
Okay, I'm gonna put this in the tape deck.
Right now, there's a picture of a cassette tape. I would like to think that if I was recording what happened in the elevator.
And what happened in the elevator in 2014, 2015?
That I might not use a Sony Walkman.
No.
To do that.
A little talk boy.
Beyonce, I'm gonna tell you right now, don't say shit because this is between me and Jay. I know, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Hey, yo, Longy, what you tripping for? I told you I left Baby Blues at the babysitter's.
I know you left her at the babysitter's, dummy. But you didn't tell me who is the baby.
Hold on. Before we even get into the fact that Sean Blazington is apparently a ventriloquist, the elevator noises, like, it sounds like a dumb waiter. It sounds like something that you put yourself in to get lowered into a mine. It does not sound like a modern elevator that would be in a museum.
There's nary a beep. There's nary a ding. Oh, man. All right, let's go back. I'm crying right now.
But you didn't tell me who is the babysitter.
Honestly, that's none of your business. I think you need to stay in your lane. Hey, yo, B, why don't you talk to your sister?
Yo, that was a real expert level Beyonce.
The Beyonce, wow. Okay, Sean Blazington's good at Beyonce's voice.
Oh, no, you got me fucked up. I held that baby in my stomach for 9 months. Motherfucker, you gonna tell me who the babysitter is?
Aye. I let Bleak babysit the baby.
Who?
Memphis Bleak. I let Bleak.
Who, motherfucker? Oh, you let that dirty motherfucker hold my baby. Hold on, nigga.
It sounds like he's banging, like, action figures together. Like, he's actually, like, acting in it.
I love this.
B, get your sister.
Nothing to do with that. Mm-mm.
Oh, really, B? You ain't gonna say nothing? Yo, this was a bad idea. We should have never let Solange be the mother.
I love that it's in this moment. Only in this moment, after he gets beat up by Solange, that he's rethinking this decision.
And I should have never agreed to do this because I hate having your big, tired, bubble lip, ashy lip having ass as a baby daddy.
I would slap the shit out you right now, but you my baby mom.
Oh my God.
Here you go. You dropped your shoe.
Fuck you, nigga.
That's enough, y'all.
But who said that's enough, y'all?
Okay, so this is where I actually have to give Sean Blazington some credit because he layered that audio. Like, he really cares. He cares about what he's putting out.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I did just hear, like, some real deeply self-hating anti-Black Jay-Z insults. And then, to counter that, a threat of domestic violence. But the audio was layered, which is more than what I was expecting from a production standpoint.
It's very true. Slightly problematic, but A for effort.
Mm-hmm.
For all you people out there that think they're really a married couple and Beyonce really had that baby and you really think that Solange is not that baby's mother, just look at Blue Ivy. She looked more like Solange than she do Beyonce.
In the picture that he showed, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, it could be just because Solange and Beyonce are sisters.
But that's probably what it is.
Like, there was a definite resemblance.
I can go on and on about this for hours, but you're going to believe what you want to believe. And that's cool. This your boy, Sean Blaze, and I'm out.
And that's it. That's the end of the video.
I will say, I was impressed with the quality of the video. But ultimately, I am not totally convinced.
You heard never before released audio what happened in that elevator. That's not enough.
The journalistic chops. But no, that is unfortunately for me not going to be enough to swing my opinion either way. You know, I think he had some holes in his argument, if I'm just being frank. Mm. I think I'm going to have to put some of Sean Blazington's theories and claims to the test.
After the break, Britney launches a counter investigation.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy.
Gift mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay, so Eric presented me with a YouTube video.
Yes.
Made by a one Sean Blasington. As truly riveting as some of his arguments were, I think that his claims deserve a strong fact check. I consider myself to be an expert on pretty much all things Beyoncé, but this story, it's bigger than all of us.
It is.
And I knew that I needed to pull out the big guns.
I don't know what the big guns are.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. Okay, so Eric, so that is the voice of Beyoncé expert Celeste Rivera.
Oh man, I've never met a Beyoncé expert before.
I am partially insulted by that, but I will move on. So Celeste first saw Beyoncé when she was 5 years old at some talent showcase in Las Vegas, and she has been a die-hard fan ever since. She actually also runs an Instagram, like a Beyoncé fan Instagram account called Throwback X Beyoncé.
That's a good name.
Yeah. It features pictures of Beyoncé from when she was younger. Her Beyoncé expertise has actually gotten her further than you or I will ever go, which is the Tyra Banks show.
I got an email from Tyra Banks production people. They were like, we heard from Beyoncé's people that you're one of her biggest fans and we would love to invite you to the show. When I first read the email, I was like, this is a scam. Like, somebody is playing with me.
But it actually was not a scam at all. So, like, Celeste showed up to the taping, and she found out that she was actually going to go, like, toe-to-toe with Beyoncé.
Wait.
And, like...
What? Like, actually with Beyoncé? Beyoncé was on the Tyra show?
Grammy-winning superstar, actress, everything else too, Beyoncé.
They're like, you're going to be playing a trivia game about Beyoncé's life, basically, her likes, her dislikes, her biography, but it's against Beyoncé. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, that's not even fair. She knows everything about it.
So our first contestant's name is?
Celeste.
Celeste. Are you a Beyoncé huge fan?
The biggest.
So Tyra asked me, what song did Beyoncé perform at her talent show when she was 7 years old? Mm-hmm. The answer was John Lennon's Imagine. But when I clicked my buzzer, Beyoncé's light went off.
Imagine.
No.
So she got to answer the question before me, and I'm like, no! And Tyra's like, yes. And I'm like, oh. But no hard feelings. I want a rematch.
No hard feelings. It's cool, Beyoncé. You can answer questions about your life. I'ma chill.
Okay, so obviously, when it comes to Beyoncé, Celeste knows what is up. So I sent her Sean Blasington's video, and I asked her to do just some simple fact-checking for me.
Some of the allegations were just, like, outrageous. Like, a simple Google search could have clarified some of the things that he was talking about.
Wait, which parts? So
the part about Solange being pregnant with Blue, Solange has been spotted in 2011 plenty of times. Uh-huh. I mean, she went to the Met Gala. She went to the Roc Nation party. She did a lot of events. And if she was indeed pregnant with Blue Ivy, where was the belly, you know?
What if she just gets pregnant very small? Like, don't some people just get pregnant very small?
Solange has worn crop tops in 2011. She has wore tight, form-fitting clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter how small she was carrying, and Blue Ivy is a very tall, big child. She was a solid child. There's no way No way.
What about some of these other points that he brings up? He made a claim that I found to be a little compelling, where he was saying that there are no photos of Jay-Z and Beyonce tongue kissing or of Jay-Z, you know, grabbing on her butt. What do you say about that? Like, you're somebody, you run a throwback Instagram account.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen probably, what, thousands of images of them together?
And I've seen plenty of images of him doing all of that. I mean, there's a video of him surprising her in Philly, and he grabs her and he grabs her butt. There's a video of him kissing her all throughout the Formation tour, all through Mrs. Carter. There's a picture of them on a yacht, and it's like a close-up of them kissing. Mm. On Tidal, she released a video for her anniversary with Jay-Z, showing them being intimate. Again, it's just a Google search, you know, like then I heard that he say, like, if you send me a video or a picture, I'll send you $500. Yeah. And I'm like, great, I'm about to make a good $500 because I'll send you everything.
Extra income is always good. I would actually consider that if I were you.
Yeah. So, and then the part about her not carrying the child, like in the Die For You video, she literally like has a breakdown, and on her website, it shows her full body, 1 month pregnant, 2 month pregnant, 3 month pregnant, like she's naked in the same position for all of the pictures showing her growth. In the Die For You video, she, there's a video of her and Jay-Z standing and she's covering her breast and Jay-Z's rubbing her stomach. Mm-hmm. It's close up. You can tell there's no prosthetic baby bump there.
Okay. So that actually, I'm going to cut you off because that makes me think of one particularly damning piece of evidence that Sean Blasington brought up in his video.
The infamous dress, the pink dress.
Yes.
Well, I'll be honest. I can very well understand why people questioned everything about her pregnancy after watching that video. Because honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, uh-oh. So I tried it with a pillow because I'm just one of those ridiculous fans that like goes so hard to prove that Beyonce is right. But I will only speak if I know for a fact that I know what I'm talking about. And if you put, I mean, even if you take your shirt and you squeeze it far or a dress or whatever you're wearing and you squeeze it on the sides and like try pinning it to the back so that it's form fitting on your stomach and then lean forward with it. Your dress, your shirt or dress or whatever you're wearing will fold. I did it and it folded. Everybody's so focused on, well, the dress folded. Okay, take the dress off. In the Die For You video, she's naked. There's a pregnant belly. Explain that one. And that's when everybody gets quiet.
So I have another question. Beyonce is like a favorite subject of a lot of these kinds of videos, especially ones that pertain to the Illuminati. Like, why do you think that is?
Because she's a Black woman who is successful. Mm. So instead of just giving her props, it has to be some magical reason why she got to where she got to. So what's the easiest thing? Oh, she's in the Illuminati. It's like equivalent to saying, well, you got this because you're lucky. No, because I worked hard.
Well, Celeste, thank you so much. You're fantastic. And I really appreciate your expertise in this instance. Like, I mean, you've cleared a lot up for me.
Oh, thank you.
So that was pretty difficult to hear. She recreated the dress situation. It's hard to argue with that.
That's what I'm saying. Did you hear Celeste's dedication?
That's deep.
That is deep. Beyonce 1, Sean Blasington 0. For now.
For now. I'm willing to concede that. I mean,
for now.
It's hard for me to discount Sean Blasington because I've seen so many of these videos, and maybe I feel the journalistic integrity throughout some of the other pieces of media.
Okay.
Maybe this is the one situation where it doesn't hold up.
I'm just going to let you know that I think that the next time that you want to bring me a conspiracy theory, that you're going to need to show me some more receipts. The Knot is produced by me, Brittany Luce, with Eric Eddings, Kay Parkinson-Morgan, and James T. Green. Our senior producer is Sada Abdurrahman. We are edited by Jorge Just and Annie Rose Strasser. Engineering from Matthew Bull and Cedric Wilson. Our theme music is by Khalid B. Other original music in the show by Talkstar.
Hey, y'all. So I'm going to be real with you. We're a new show, and we could really, really use your help. We'd love it if you go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating or review in the realm of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Think about it. We really like that. So, Brittany, sit down and play
what?
Play
music.
What
music? Chopsticks.
Play
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 chopsticks.
Brittany, it's like a crazy, beautiful Illuminati
chopsticks
conspiracy.
Okay.